This is the Toronto Today podcast. I'm your host, Greg Brady.
Hank Edzinga is our 640 Toronto crime specialist and former police inspector. Listen, I know you like to fish and listen to your Bruce Springsteen, but let's see where these protests go. We may need you to come out of retirement, Hank. They may need all hands on deck. I'll be your partner. I'll partner up. You can show me the ropes. I'm willing to get my hands dirty here.
You know, my daughter just finished her fourth year at U of T yesterday,
yes.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next few weeks. We just got her home, so hopefully we avoid the problems they're having down in the States.
I hope so. There's been so much reaction since we last talked about this awful tragedy and this 401 police chase. And even I think when we talked about yesterday, the idea of a wrong way pursuit. The second I heard, Hank, that there were six vehicles, I saw a video of one, I think, when we left the show yesterday and even before lunchtime. Six feels excessive. How does it land on your shoulders that six police cars are going the wrong way at incredibly high speeds, chasing one U-Haul vehicle over a liquor store theft?
Yeah, I think it's an extremely dangerous situation. I'm a little surprised that one of the officers, or at least a supervisor, didn't call that one off. We're still a little unclear about the circumstances that led up to the actual pursuit. Was it a pursuit through the city streets before it hit the 401, or did that pursuit actually start once they got on the 401? I think an argument could be made if the off-duty police officer identified himself inside the liquor store and the suspect took off. It's a pursuit from that moment on. So SIU has to do a lot of digging through a lot of the issues that led up to that incident on the 401 for that vehicle to actually end up on the 401. But you know what happened before it hit the highway? Were those six police vehicles trying to box it in? Where was the helicopter? But once it gets onto the 401, if you're going to have to pursue, one or two police cars would probably be even too risky at that point in time.
I've just never heard of it. And as you know, we all have pulled over for ambulances, fire trucks, police. We probably, you know, depending on how often we're in the car, probably happens to us once every couple of weeks. And we all know what to do because, Hank, in residential areas and downtown, we're going 40K an hour, maybe 60K an hour at the most. That's a really hard ask, isn't it, when everybody's going at 125, 130, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, congestion in downtown Toronto probably prevents a lot of police pursuits, ironically enough. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 200 kilometers the wrong way on Highway 401 for theft of liquor. You know, when did the knife come out? Was it during the theft, or was it simply a reaction to the officer trying to intervene? It's a tough call, but let them go. These pursuits are very rarely worth it.
I want to play you some audio of the dispatcher that we acquired, and here's something for the audience as well, and then we'll be able to talk more about it. But this is obviously from the live pursuit Monday evening of the U-Haul truck that was alleged to have had the driver rob an LCBO store in Bowmanville minutes earlier.
Okay, we have a wrong way. It's Durham's in pursuit. The wrong way is going westbound, eastbound lanes, passing Fixon. Yeah, multiple Durham units are going the wrong direction there. Lane one. Yeah, if we have any WIPI units on the westbound side, let's just turn around and see if we can help out.
601, we're on right there. We're just, we turned around at Curtis.
And comm center, if we can pass on, just want to make sure the Durham sergeant's aware that they're driving the opposite direction. Someone's going to get hurt.
503, there's probably six Durham cruisers that are going, following the vehicle wrong way.
Is it the U-Haul?
Yeah, it's upwards.
So, Hank, when you hear that, the line jumps out at me about 10 seconds ago, someone's going to get hurt. And once that's the judgment of somebody quarterbacking this thing, I do wonder if the pursuit is then called off. We have no idea how long this would have gone, but it probably was only ending one way with some kind of crash.
Yeah, I mean, that's an OPP dispatch, and I don't know if it's an OPP officer making that comment or an OPP dispatcher. But they're trying to get word to Durham police, let a supervisor know this pursuit is going the wrong way on Highway 401 at a very high rate of speed and someone's going to get hurt. So the OPP are essentially saying, you've got to call this off. And that comes down to the Durham supervisor to be aware of that information and actually call it off. And I highly doubt that that Durham supervisor was not aware. If you have six Durham police cars going the wrong way, involved in this pursuit and following up this supposed robbery at the LCBO, they're going to be aware of it anyway, and they should be monitoring that.
I almost
and not be afraid to call it off.
Yeah, I almost understand it in terms of an abduction. We got a live situation happening, or an Amber Alert, or somebody that, you know, there's clearly a major crime, a capital crime that was committed, and there's a real oomph and an emphasis to get this guy. But I think most people, Hank, reacted the same way, saying it's not nothing. There could be people, maybe somebody was hurt at the liquor store, and maybe somebody was traumatized by it. All that could be true. But I think for most people, the way it's landing on their chest, given the heaviness of the tragedy, Hank, is it just wasn't it didn't rise enough to the urgency to where you go that far and put that many cars on the road.
Yeah, and this is where it would get very interesting to see what exactly happened between the LCBO and that ramp onto the 401. Right? Was it being held at slow speeds? Were there lights and sirens going? Were they trying to box them in? Was it a relatively safe first portion of that pursuit, if it was a pursuit? And then once he goes on to the 401 and is going the wrong way, there's a huge judgment call right there. Has risk to public safety just gone up? If you let him go, yes, it has. If it has risk to public safety gone up, if you continue the pursuit, yes, it has. And that's up to those officers to make that call right there and then. And like I said, I would certainly be hesitant to jump onto the 401 and go the wrong way. And, you know, hypothetically, let's say they chose not to at that point in time. And he still went on the 401 and still did 200 kilometers an hour trying to get away. And those police officers are sitting back there on that ramp and that crash still happens.
It easily could have happened. Yeah. There's a lot of different ways to... it's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking. It's not great, but we just got to, the goal in doing it is to make sure it doesn't happen again the same exact way. Hank, I got to leave it there. Thanks so much for this morning, man.
Thanks, Greg. Have a good morning.
Hank and Zynga joining us, 640 Toronto Crime Specialist. Thanks for listening to the Toronto Today podcast. We drop the highlights of the Daily Show every weekday morning at 11 a.m. Don't forget, you can hear the entire show on the radio, at home, on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa or say, hey, Google, play 640 Toronto or Toronto Today. You can hear us on between 5:30 and 9 weekdays on 640 Toronto. Have a great day.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.